What's up, AfterBuzz TV? You are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV special for the Met Gala. Tonight, we're going to be talking all about last night's fashion saints, fashion sinners. We'll play a game of Would You Rather, and we're going to talk about the cutest couples of the evening. Stay tuned. You definitely don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show special event special for the Met Gala. We are listening to Like a Prayer by Madonna, which is very fitting for very last fitting. Night's theme, which we will get all into tonight. I am your host, Dani Golub, and my co-host.
Hi guys, I'm Liza Rubin.
We are so excited to be talking all things Met Gala. Like, there's just so much to say about last night, I don't even know where to begin. I think we just have to start by breaking down some fashion, because Met, for all of you who don't know, let's like just, you know, kind of Google, do a quick Google search of what that is, because I, for one, didn't know what it was, really. It is a fundraiser. Liza was actually there.
It is. I was. Yeah, so I feel like a lot of people actually don't know what is behind the Met Ball. So it takes place at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and it is a charity fundraiser. They reveal their spring exhibition. This year, it was Heavenly Bodies, and having to deal with Catholicism and
fashion. The official theme title was Heavenly Bodies, Fashion and the Catholic Imagination.
Mm-hmm. So tying together fashion and faith. And this year, it was actually their biggest exhibition yet. So I think there was over 180 pieces and 40 that were straight from the Vatican that have never left the Vatican
Crazy.
Until now. So celebrities are handpicked by the goddess of fashion, if you
goddess
will,
of Vogue
Anna
and
Wintour.
Yeah.
And designers will actually pair up with a certain celebrity or celebrities, and they will dress them. So it's crazy because Anna Wintour is involved with every single process of
this. Yeah, she not only is involved with curating the guest list, but she also is involved with like approving every single dress and outfit and art piece that's like a part of the entire red carpet and show.
What do you think that looks like? Do they just send Anna a text message?
And yeah, like, message, hey, Anna, like this dress, girl.
These are the
like,
shoes. This is something for makeup.
You know Cardi B for sure did that.
Maybe a Pinterest board link for, like
Snapchat.
I don't know what they're feeling.
So it's an official costume ball. It's an annual fundraising gala. It marks the opening of the costume, you know, fashion exhibit. For me, because there is a theme, and you know, not every year, we were talking about this, Comme des Garçons was last year, and apologize in advance for any spelling or pronunciation mishaps I have, because there's a lot of designer names I already know I'm not gonna be able to say, but last year's theme was like a little bit more challenging to dress up for. This year, people really like turned up with the theme, because dressing in that like kind of like gothic sort of religious garb is almost in style anyway. Like, I felt like Madonna, who showed up in, we'll talk about her outfit and her performance and everything, but I feel like she would have won this outfit whether this was the theme or not.
Like, this,
this is her.
I think
life.
Anna Wintour called her before she announced the theme.
Yeah.
Was like, yo, this is a theme. I made it because
here's
of you.
Madonna while we're talking about her. So she was wearing this black dress, and she had this headpiece on it and the big cross across the middle, and she performed Like a Prayer and a cover of Hallelujah on the stairs on the entrance up into the Met Gala, and the performance was actually a surprise for a lot of the guests that were there. I actually, you know, loved this look. It was very Madonna.
Yes, it was actually Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah, and all of these are custom, handmade. I mean, you could tell when they're wearing them. Like, the bodice of this one isn't as, you know, you can't tell as much because it's all black, but on some of these that we'll talk about, like, it literally is made for their body. Like, they must be sending measurements, like, up until the day of.
Oh, some of these are actually sewn on in the fitting beforehand.
Yeah, it absolutely looks like
it. I mean,
it.
Madonna came onto the carpet and everyone was like, this is her night. This is literally Like a Prayer, you know, a couple years later. So,
yeah.
This is an outfit that Madonna will wear, like, walking around her house.
Yeah, like, and I feel like she's for sure gonna, like, wear this again somewhere. Yeah. Like, Madonna would have worn this to the Grammy. She would have worn this to the Met Gala. She would wear, like, it didn't matter that this was the theme. This is what she was wearing.
Oh, she's gonna wear it to the movies next Tuesday. Like,
yeah, literally.
Come on.
Let's talk about some of these people that were really dressed on theme. Let's start with Katy Perry, who was wearing the Versace gold with the big wings. I feel like this was photographed everywhere last night. It gave me, like, Victoria's Secret Angel mixed with, like, Sistine Chapel vibes. Katy Perry's been in a bit of a slump for me, personally, with her fashion and everything just in her career. But this brought me back to, like, I love Katy Perry. This is what I was living for. I loved the gold chain dress. I wish her hair and makeup were different just because I miss her, like, long brown hair. But, you know, I thought this was a win for her.
Yeah. I mean, this is actually the first time that I've liked her hair like this with an outfit.
Yeah.
So I thought it was very fitting. And she was so funny. She actually got down on her knees and was, like, posing.
I saw. She was, like, on the middle of the Met carpet. Yeah,
exactly. And we've actually seen Katy Perry do an angel before. She actually wore wings to the Grammys.
Oh, she did.
A couple years back. So she is very familiar with that angelic
look.
When's
Victoria's Secret going to hire her? Who knows? Yeah, she gave me, like, very serious cherub vibes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that that's sort of how the blonde short hair worked.
Right.
In this case.
And seeing her enter actually was crazy because everyone comes in these, like, armored black vans. And she came up in, I think it was a vintage Rolls Royce. I might be wrong with the car make. But you could just see her wings.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you even fit those in a vehicle?
Yeah, they couldn't. It had to be a
convertible.
Yeah, a convertible.
We were talking about that because so many of these outfits, they then go inside. And the Met Gala... Or the Met Ball, whatever you want to call it, turns into, like, a cocktail hour and a dinner, and they get to look at all the exhibits, and they get to do photos. But it's, like, some of these outfits, this one in particular, like, aren't exactly, like, comfortable for hanging out and socializing or, like, sitting at a dinner table. The amount of, like, just random, like, hats and wings and, like, pieces of clothing that are just around is probably hilarious because you can't, like... walk around and socialize wearing that thing. It's like you wear it for the carpet and that's kind of
they must be detachable because I don't know how homegirl sits at dinner. And, like,
you can't sit at dinner in that. You can hardly walk. Like, they're dragging on the floor.
She just stands eating up.
Sorry. Yeah, like she's just stood at the bar.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Statuesque. Yeah, no, I mean, I loved this look on Katie, but someone else who I have to talk about, Jennifer Lopez in a Balmain gown. This had, like, the big cross across the middle. Again, the crosses were very prominent last night. That was, like, a big thing. Hers was, like, sequins with the big blue cross in the middle. I loved this and thought she looked absolutely flawless. But I think it was a little safe because I've seen J-Lo take some crazy risks. You know, like, she's known for, like, the iconic deep V dress, and that's, like, kind of what started Getty Images or, like, Google Images, yeah. Whatever it was. So, like, I kind of sometimes expect more from her, but I don't have any complaints. It was at least on theme because some of the people that played it safe didn't even dress to theme, so I was here for this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great. We see shorter hair on her here. Usually she comes in this long hair.
Or
she's really known for that. So I like the short crop. I thought she looked great. But for me, the Met Gala is seeing people who really take to the theme and play it up and, you know, think out of the box and really go with it. So for this... this for me was boring.
Yeah, I hear you. Someone who was definitely not boring. Let's talk about Rihanna. Like, why don't we just talk about her now? Because we're going to talk about her for the whole time, so we may as well just have it on the table. She was a co-chair last night, too, which is a big deal. Her, Amal Clooney. Like, every year they pick a few of the biggies and let them be co-chairs with Anna Wintour, and I guess they get to help, like, plan and curate the list and do all the things that Anna does. Yes, Rihanna is all I have to say. She wore, like, the Pope outfit, and, you know, she always shows up for the... she's been going for 10 years to the Met Gala, and she always shows up in an outfit that's memorable, but I like that she showed up as the Pope to, like, a religious night where she was the co-chair. Like, she knew.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
She came to reign supreme, and I love this. It's just so cool, and it's so Rihanna. I love the coat, and a lot of people don't know is that Anna actually picks who comes up in the lineup. All the celebrities stand in line, and they each have a time when they're supposed to be on the carpet.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know.
So the co-chairs usually show up first.
Yeah, she was first, which I thought was interesting because Rihanna always shows up, like, last.
Right,
to the
but
Met.
She wasn't directly first after Anna and Amal. She kind of was later.
In the mix.
Like, a couple people showed up, and then she came after that. So it was interesting to me, but... you know when there's an earthquake and you're on the beach and the water, like, kind of pulls back and it's empty? Okay. It's a weird analogy. But anyways, that is exactly what the carpet looked like.
Oh, Rihanna.
Like, the carpet cleared and then Rihanna entered. So it was just so cool and such a big moment for her. I mean, she always reigns. Every single carpet for the
Met Gala.
I mean,
you're seeing so many of the people that we're talking about right now in this video. This is amazing and giving me so much life. Oh my gosh. I feel like I need to have this video on a loop in my house.
Yeah. This is showing you the three rooms that the exhibit crossed over. So they usually have a Vogue photo booth of some sort. And so this year they actually shot in the exhibits.
That is so cool. Yeah. I've seen them in the past. They've done, like, those, like, cool, like, giffy kind of things by really nice photographers. That was amazing. I love, wow, this is really cool. Well, we just saw her, so let's talk about her. Ariana Grande was there for her very first Met Gala. I love Ariana. She really can't do anything wrong by me. This was Vera Wang, and she's, like, having such a moment right now with her new single. And the dress has the Sistine Chapel printed on it, and she has a really long white ponytail with a big bow. This dress, like, she was on a lot of best dress lists. She was actually on Vogue's best dress list, which is a big deal for it being her first one ever. I think that when it comes to Tanner and bronzer, which I've now created a new word, Tanzer, Tanner and bronzer, Ariana Grande, like, has it all figured out. She knows how to do it right compared to some other people who we'll talk about later that don't know how to do it right.
Some people who don't know how to do Tanzer.
Yeah, who don't know how to Tanzer should be marketed. Tanner and bronzer mix. Wow, that's the best idea I've ever had. Like, I'm copywriting that.
Patent pending.
Patent pending. Anyway, love Ari. This was very her. It was, like, you know, youthful still, which I think she, like, serves, like, the I'm still in my, like, young 20s vibes. I didn't feel like I was, like, looking at this, like, old lady. But, you know, I liked it. I'm not going to, like, dream about it tonight, but I really liked it.
Where was Mac?
Yeah. We're gonna get to that in our Would You Rather section. Because, you know what? Like, where's Mac Miller? But at the same time, like, who needs Mac Miller? Look at her.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it.
Yeah, honestly. I think with certain ones, it's like, when you show up with your boyfriend, partner, husband, whatever, it, like, then becomes about you as a couple. When, like, Ari, this was her first Met Gala, she's like, I'm gonna go by myself.
Well,
who knows?
Especially when you're paired with a designer, because then it's like, who do you pose with? And you're in an awkward threesome.
Yeah.
And it does happen, and it works, but...
Oh, I've seen pictures of, like, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and then, like, designer I don't recognize in the middle. Yeah. Speaking of Beyonce, she wasn't there last night, which was very notable, but Liza did make a...
She wasn't there, but when the carpet was clear, everyone was saying that she appeared as the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Ghost of Beyonce was there.
She was present.
She was present, but not present. Speaking of women who came also low, but still rocked the carpet, I must talk about... Oh, here's our Beyonce moment. This is Lady Gaga, Beyonce. Yeah, where was Lady Gaga? She always serves, too, like, with some really, you know, crazy stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but this is really funny. These memes are just too much. I cannot. Mm-hmm. But we must talk about another stag woman of the evening, Kim Kardashian. No Kanye. We did see him last week on TMZ with a bit of a breakdown of sorts. Jury's still out on where he is and what's happening to him.
Not
but
the Met.
Kim was wearing Versace, and this was one of those dresses where I'm like, she must have been sewn into this, because, like, literally down to, like, the cup size and the waist size, and, like, no one else could ever wear that dress. But if I were to put it on, I'd be like, one arm, like, would be sticking out of one hole. Like, it wouldn't fit. Like, this fits her body like a freaking glove. Mm-hmm. I loved the high pony. I, like, feel like I was looking at, like, some Kim Kardashian, Ariana Grande, like, robot human that was perfect. I think Kim gets a lot of shit for, like, face tuning and editing and whatever. This is perfect on its own, and she did not edit that picture. So totally. That's all I gotta say.
So this dress was custom made.
We're having some problems with talking. Don't mind
some
us.
Some technical difficulties.
Was that the microphone? So definitely not
this
me.
This dress was custom made by Versace, and it was actually based on an old Versace gown, I think from the 1970s or 1980s, but it had a really large cross down the middle, and it was also gold. So they kind of revamped it a little bit.
So cool.
And you know what? This was giving me old Kim K vibes.
Yeah.
Old Kim K. I loved it. Like, I miss the old Kim K, you know?
Yeah, so, literally.
I don't know. I was obsessed with it, especially her high ponytail.
Yeah, she looked amazing.
She looked stunning.
Like, I feel like the Met Gala is, like, sort of like the Kardashians, like, family reunion. Like, everybody's there. Chris was there, and, like, Chris isn't always there. Like,
well, Chris was saying to us, to E, that she... The best part is her looking up back from the top of the stairs and seeing her daughters, because she had no idea... Apparently, she had no idea what they were wearing. So that's her favorite part, is looking back and seeing what they're wearing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I feel like it's like... speaking of people who kind of played it safe, Kendall did play it safe with the white. But you know what? It's not just, like, her daughters. It's, like, her daughters and, like, all of their friends. Like, Gigi and Bella and, like, all the girls.
All the cool girls.
It's like, imagine if my mom, like, got to, like, look back and see if all me and my
oh,
friends
Danny.
In these, like, gorgeous gowns. I'd be like, usually it's, like, us, like, sitting on the couch eating hot Cheetos. So same thing, but...
Yeah, same.
Same, but different. Someone else, let's talk about a guy that really served some serious amazingness. Jared Leto, people are calling him the Gucci Jesus because...
He is Jesus.
He kind of looks like Jesus, but he showed up in Gucci and he showed up right. He was like with Lana Del Rey a lot. I think they're like... were they a couple or were they just a costume pairing?
No, they were just a costume pairing.
They were both dressed by Gucci.
Exactly.
So a lot of times, I guess Gucci... like designers will then like kind of all stand in groups with the people they design for, because there's like a bit of a theme there.
They didn't look bad together though.
No, I kind of I was kind of feeling it. But anyway, he looked amazing. I was really feeling this. I love when men show up and like really get into theme, because I feel like it's really easy for a guy to just like put on a white suit and like put a cross on and be like, yeah, I'm in theme or like whatever. This is really cool and unique and was a kind of out of the box. I liked it. And yeah. He's always one to dress up.
Jared gave us Jesus, and if that's what Jesus looks like, then it might convert.
Yeah, then take me to church. It was really just, I was here for it. Someone else, I have to talk about her, because even though she like was a little on the boring town side, like I she can't do no wrong by me right now. Hailee Steinfeld, yep, I think you already knew before I said it. She looks freaking awesome. She is wearing, okay, I'm going to mess this up. Prabal Gurung.
Prabal Gurung.
Whatever, that. So it's crazy that this is her 8th Met Gala. You forget, because she's like, what, 21?
In a row.
Yeah, like in a row, because she's been invited since she was nominated for like an Oscar when she was 10 years old or whatever, 9 years old.
Same.
Which is crazy. Yeah, same. Like, duh, I go to the Met Gala like in my sleep. But anyway, Hailee, like, has become this gorgeous woman before our eyes. And this dress, like, I do think the tiara was a bit of a cop-out, and I'm still, like, a little unclear on whether tiaras are religious, because, like, her, Mindy Kaling, like, Rita Ora, they wear these, like, tiaras, and I'm like, I love a good tiara, don't get me wrong. Like, I would wear one right now if I could, but how is that biblical?
I think it's just the religious symbolism. Like, a crown? A crown, a lot of people had tears.
Okay, yeah, you know what, you're right. I didn't read the Bible before this. Whoops, should have read the Bible before this show. Anyway, really loved this dress on her, like I said, without the tiara, like, maybe this could have been worn to, like, the Grammys or the Oscars or whatever. But I don't even care because, wow, she looked awesome and her lip color was so nice. I just can't. I love her.
She looks good.
Yeah. I knew you'd have the reaction because it's just kind of like...
That's all I really have to say. I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously she looks good on every single carpet. It wasn't wow for me. You know what I mean? Like, at the Met Gala carpet, you have to bring it. Otherwise, you're going to get... sadly forgotten, and I forgot about her until
you did. Okay, see, like, for me, I think it's just because, like, I love Hailee that, like, I didn't forget about it, which, yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but we didn't even mention that Rihanna's gown was Margiela. Yes. So sorry about that. I will be continuing to screw up names for the rest of the show. Someone I must talk about who I know you feel similarly. Let's just keep them all together, even though I love her. Gigi Hadid. Yes, queen. She's wearing Versace. And you know what? I like that she interpreted the theme a little differently. She didn't wear a tiara, which, jury again, is still out. She didn't wear a cross. She didn't wear angel wings. She dressed up as, like, a stained glass window. And I was, like, feeling it because, okay, like, church, stained glass, I see you. Gigi always looks perfect. She always looks pretty. Like, I just feel like this was classic Gigi glam.
But see, this is kind of what bothers me. Is like, sure, you look so pretty. Like, you can look pretty any other night of a red carpet. This is where you need to bring it. Listen, I
like
love Gigi.
Gigi's not, like, in movies and stuff. Like, she doesn't go, like, she goes to red carpets.
Okay, but
she goes, like,
to enough major red carpets. You know what I mean? Guess. Like, she frequents them. She has enough time to
be pretty. This is, like, her big
pretty.
Night. She's a supermodel.
I mean, obviously, she's stunning. She looks like Brigitte Bardot. I'm underwhelmed.
That hair and makeup is, like, perfect.
But, I mean, she does collab with the designer, so I'm sure Donatella had something in mind with this dress. It just... Yeah.
My question, though, is, like, how much say do you think big stars like this have in, like, what they get to wear? Do you think, like, Donatella goes to Gigi and, like, here are three ideas? Like, which one do you like best?
Yeah, I think they go back and forth.
Okay, because really it's, do. Like, if Kim Kardashian shows up and, like, doesn't like what, you know, Versace has made for her, like, that's kind of rude.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's – I think it's a thing where they get invited by the designer and
– Designers have tables, by the way. Liza was explaining this
to me on the way
here.
The designers buy tables and then they invite – Anna approved celebrities to sit there, and then they obviously collaborate on the designs with them.
It's like as A-list of the A-list of the A-list that it gets, which there are some questionables we'll talk about, but, like, there are some questionables that were there and questionables that weren't there. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Certain people that have never been invited, like, why was Ariana Grande only first invited this year? She's won Grammys and, like, is a huge singer. Like, why was this her
first
one?
Listen, I don't know what's in Anna's head, but...
Yeah, I need to talk to Anna.
The girl knows something.
Could she call me?
That, they actually have a Netflix special that covers the Met Gala, I believe, 3 years ago. It was the one with the Chinese looking China through the glass.
Oh, China through the looking glass. I did not know, but go
that
watch the Netflix special.
Really should, must watch.
The audience should really go check that out because it's really, really neat. And it follows every single step from meeting with the curator, meeting with
that
the
is
stars,
so cool.
And every single step. And
you know, I really should have watched that. like an hour ago. But thank you so much, Juliet. That is really insightful. You guys have to go check that out on Netflix, and I will be checking it out too, and I will follow up next time we do a show, and I will let you know everything I've learned.
Have some updates.
But I think that probably will give us some really good information for all the questions that I have that I don't know answers
to. But yeah, so I think that the designer and the celebrity have equal parts in creating the dress. Because the designer's not going to create something and be like, here, wear this. It would probably look hideous. Like, in Kim Kardashian's case, you can't create a dress and then expect it to fit her or expect her to like it. Especially with someone that big of
Because they have, like, a theme. Right, I mean, and I feel like even the ones that were, like, super avant-garde and bizarro and weird, it's like, if I show up and you tell me I'm wearing this, like, giant headdress and I don't want to, like, there's got to be some conversation.
But it also has to fit their personality and their body.
Right. Speaking of headdresses, I have to just quickly mention Chrissy Teigen's tweets and Instagrams because she was not there, but she was so funny. She was like, I always want to wear headdresses and no one ever lets me wear headdresses. The one year that everyone wears a headdress, I'm too pregnant to go. So,
can I tell you, she was the one person that I wish was there. I think she would have been obviously invited if she wasn't so pregnant.
She was like, probably was invited, but couldn't go. I mean, she didn't really specify, but she was posting pictures of herself with like really funny Met Gala tutorials with like her hair like in this like messy bun. Just like all over her face. It was just
that
really
was
comical.
Me.
Yeah, literally. But you were actually there, so like it was more like me.
Okay, but I didn't have to look like anything like that.
So a personal favorite of mine that I feel like hasn't really been talked about like that much, but I just feel like I want to talk about it, is Rita Ora wearing the sheer Prada. I love her, and she's so pretty, and like no one talks about her, and I don't know why, because like she's super super famous and really really popular, I know, in like the UK and Europe.
She's like so famous and popular.
Like similar to me. No, just kidding, she's great, and like I know she's on like a lot of songs, but I feel like here it's been like featuring Rita Ora, but like she's a real big celebrity elsewhere. But she wore this gown and she had this big headdress as well, and I like loved this look, but not as many people were chatting about her as many of the other celebrities. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was watching the feed, and as soon as I didn't even recognize her. Like, I was, who is
she's
that?
So
she
pretty.
Is stunning. Stunning. And then we figured out it was Rita Ora, and I she just took my breath away. I thought
she really
she was
did.
Amazing.
And I feel like I've looked at all the best dress lists and worst dress lists, and like she just like kind of wasn't on either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she wasn't like really talked about. So I feel like I just had to bring it up.
Very underrated because she looked.
She
amazing.
Looked like a freaking queen, and like I loved. I mean, like it definitely was on theme too with all like the you know embellishments on the dress and the, and like I like that it was black, is that not lace? It's like a black, like
chiffon
or crinoline or something. Like, it was really cool and really different. I really liked it. I love Rita Ora. She's pretty cool. Before we get into our next section, I have to tell you about conversations with Maria Menounos.
Tell me.
She has a podcast, which I've actually been on a couple times, and it's a lot of fun. And she also talks about, like, everything when it comes to like learning and life, and we've talked about award shows and stuff in the past. We talk about fashion, obviously, too. Conversations with Maria features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. And she does health and wellness, career, relationship, finances, and more. Let her be the big sister that you've always wanted.
I mean, I've listened to your guys' podcast before.
Yeah,
we
learn a lot. I mean, not even when she has like way better people than me too. Like, there's some really good guests. My friend's dad, who's a rabbi who wrote a book, was actually on it. It's amazing. You have to listen to his episode. You can go to the iTunes store and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate it and comment it. And let Maria know you were there. Let her know that we sent you there. Her favorite After Buzzers, Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out. And she's also on Sirius XM Radio. If you have that, have access to it. But let's get into some fun little section I like to call the Couples Corner, where we're going to talk about what everyone really wants to talk about from last night, is which couples were there, starting with Amal and George Clooney. Again, like I mentioned, she was one of the co-chairs last night. So she was wearing a Richard Quinn, very business in the front, party in the back, like dramatic, you know, floral gown. I don't exactly understand how it was on theme, but I loved it.
Listen, it was a little mom, but in the right way. I loved
it. She is a mom.
I mean, she is a mom. Of course, she's a cool mom, but I loved it.
Definitely not a regular
and
mom.
So they entered together, and then George kind of stepped off to the side.
Like
and
in
let
this
her
very
her
ethereal
thing.
Moment.
Yeah, that almost looks like
the painting
when they're
of Adam
touching.
And God. Wow, was that on purpose?
I mean,
probably maybe. Nothing at the Met Gala is an accident. I'll tell you that.
Anna
much.
Planned that. Anna actually approved this photo before.
You
it
know
happened.
What? Anna also like positioned them. No, Anna was like at this point like probably drinking in the corner. I don't think she like wanted. I think once she's there, she's probably like, I'm here. At that point, there's like it's almost like on your wedding. Like there's nothing more you can do.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, it's
yeah.
like
Anna,
you've done
Anna's
all the work.
The bride.
She really is. She's like, it's her bat mitzvah. Except this is definitely not a bat mitzvah because it was very Catholic. So George and Amal, like mom and dad of the night, I sort of feel. Like I feel like they were like, if there was like a Jesus and Mary of the evening, it was them too. Not even based on what they were wearing, but just based on like their level of fame and how cool and amazing they are.
Yeah, there was actually no one on the carpet when they were doing pictures. Like they cleared it for them. Yeah. Like they did the other coaches. You know what?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
This is a moment.
This was a moment for them. And you know what's so cool is, like, I love when moments happen when, like, they've already happened. Like, George and Amal has been going on for so long, and, like, I feel like they've had so many moments, but every time they come out, it's just, like, epic again and again.
But he's just such a gentleman, because this was her night. He barely was kind of doing interviews. He did a couple.
And you know
but
what I
love? Really understood that, and he's just such a gentleman.
She is, like, such a woman of the people, mm-hmm. and, like, such a cool, inspiring, empowering person. And it's like, George could go be with, like, some, you know, hot model. Whoever, but like, not that there's anything wrong with models, but just like someone that doesn't like really bring that much to the table. But if he was, you know, waiting out for the right woman, like, he found her.
Yeah,
good for her. Yeah. And good for him. Couples we again must talk about. Couple debuts were big last night. Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse, which, like, I was living for as a Riverdale diehard fan. This was everything for me. This is another dress. Her dress was H&M, and again, very, like, made for her body. Like, no one else could have worn that down to, like, her waist, and, like, everything about it was very, like, much for her. Her legs were incredible.
Killer.
Killer. This was, like, everyone's kind of known that they've been dating. There have been, like, pictures of them on the beach, like, sort of touching but not touching. This was their moment to come out.
Yeah, because they've been very private up until this point. They have been private.
But, like, my question is, like, where's Archie and Veronica? And, like, where are the rest of the Riverdale gang? Where's Archie King? Archie King.
They're at Pops.
Yeah, they're at Pops. Like, if I was, like, Cammie Mendez or Madeline Pesh or whoever, I'd be, like, pissed. But, like, happy for my friend, but also, like, where's my invite? Anna Wintour.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
like, what, is it just because she's dating Cole?
Anna Wintour for sure causes breakups and
in friend groups.
And friend groups. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Like, if you were invited and I wasn't, I'd be like, what the hell?
Archie Kohler than me. We're not friends anymore. But yeah. I don't know why the rest of the cast wasn't there.
Aside from it, whatever, I get it. It's a big show. Like, there, it's like not even like he's the biggest. Like, Cole, like, Jughead is not even the main character. Like, I can get that Lily is. So maybe Lily got the invite and she got a plus one. Whatever. Cole's suit was really cool too, though. I loved the like long cut on him, and they like make a lovely couple, and I'm glad
they
that they're official now.
They look like they go together.
They do. And like, you know what? It's cool that like a regular girl like Lily got to go on this big show and now is like a huge A-lister. Questionable A-lister in my opinion, because like some of the people that weren't there, I'm like, why is Lily Reinhart there? But I support it, you know?
Yeah.
Another couple that debuted, Hailey Baldwin and Shawn Mendes, who were kind of like the couple I didn't know I needed. I feel like,
do you need them now?
Now I do. Oh, okay. Yeah, because like I loved her pink hair. I liked the floral crown. I think this felt like celebrity prom a little bit. Like,
it did look prom-y to me, and
maybe it's because they're both like 19 to 21 years old. That like it felt like really.
If this
young.
Is your prom,
yeah, like,
I don't
that's
ever
cool.
need to go to prom.
That's true.
In my life. I don't really know if I need Hailey Baldwin because. Then Shawn Mendes isn't free.
Isn't free.
I have a problem with that.
Hailey's wearing Tommy Hilfiger, by the way, this blue dress. Like, I love it. Again, really nice. But, like, she could have worn this exact outfit, in my opinion, including the floral crown, to another event.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't my favorite. And she kind of got a lot of, you know, negative comments on this. Just because I don't know, she looked like a 20-year-old going to prom. And I get that's how old she is, but at the same time.
To be honest, I, like, didn't even realize that they were coupling there. I thought they were just posing for pictures together because they were friends.
No, they were conscious coupling.
They were conscious coupling, yeah. See, I didn't even get that because this looks like a picture of, like, two cousins, like, awkwardly sitting next to each other. Like, Lily and Cole were, like, looking at each other, smiling. Like, you know when, like, The Weeknd and Selena were, like, touching each other's faces?
Yeah, they
I need some of that.
They weren't as affectionate awkward. As
are they a real
I
couple?
Liked.
Jury's still out. Don't know. I guess we'll have to wait
know
and
what
see.
You think.
Yeah, please let us know in the comments if you think that this is real because I'm calling BS, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we got word that they were coming together.
Oh, you did? Interesting. Well, anyway, let's talk about a real couple because they are new parents, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. Kylie was wearing a black velvet Alexander Wang gown. Alexander Wang was there in a lot of pictures with her, and he showed up in, like, jeans and stuff. I'm confused by, like, the designers. Like, not.
He can.
He can, I know, but, like, I was a little confused
Kanye
by
showed
it.
Up in jeans a couple years ago.
Yeah, okay, so mom and dad here. They are. she's wearing Dolce K, whatever, Kylie lip kit. She made sure that was known.
Okay.
So in case anyone was wondering.
The original.
The OG Kylie lip kit.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, good for them. This is her first red carpet debut since having Stormy a couple months ago.
And with Travis.
And with Travis, because they haven't done a carpet together. Mm-hmm. They've been seen at, like, Houston Rockets games, but who gives? This is what I need. I'm here for it. I support them. Do I love either of their outfits? Not really. But, you know, I liked Kylie's, like, after party, like, look a little bit better. She had this, like, high ponytail and wore this marble dress that I feel like was, like, a little bit more avant-garde and risque and, like, kind of cool. This is, like, felt very safe, Kylie.
I saw a meme today with this picture that I thought was pretty funny. It said, when you have to be at the Vatican at 8 and back in the Matrix by 9.
Yeah, oh literally. Yeah. With all the leather with straps the and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Let me take it back to Met 17. When Kylie came onto the carpet, her first Met Gala.
With the blonde hair?
And blonde hair.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was reversed. And she was stunning. Donatella was her date. Oh,
the full sequin.
Exactly. Yeah, so I remember that. I think she peaked then. Not that I don't like this. I really actually do, especially after giving birth. It's kind of a new Kylie. It's
yeah, that's Kylie. Like, it, Kylie's here. This exactly. is this is mom Kylie.
It is mom Kylie, but she, I don't She's know. Milf I think it looks Kylie. So cool. I honestly love them as a couple. I, think
I do too.
So sweet.
Sweet.
And of course, I think the glasses really rounded it out. So you actually can't see through them. There's crystals.
That's what I was trying to figure out if it was like a weird camera flash or she walk around? You just have to peer over the edge.
I mean, does anyone when they wear sunglasses actually wear them on their eyes?
I do.
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't. From what I've noticed in LA.
They're so small.
And they're so small.
We were actually talking about that, like, these small glasses that are in trend, like, I think Kylie Jenner might be the only person that could
trend
actually
report.
Pull them off. Because, like, I don't get them. I will never get them. People who wear them, good for you, but, like, don't get it. Anyway.
Yeah, vote on Danny's story, actually.
Yeah, I put a poll on my story saying, like, do you understand these glasses? Yes. Like, real talk.
Let us know.
Anyway, 2 Chainz proposed to his girlfriend. On the Met Gala red carpet, like, kind of got ushered off pretty quickly. In my opinion, it was a bit thirsty, you know, like, for, like, press. Like, oh my God, look at me. I'm proposing to my girlfriend on TV, which is, like, cool. Good for you. But, like, I feel like it's, like, that kind of got lost in the, like, no one's going to care about that as much as they're going to care about Kylie and Travis. I'm not going to lie.
Agreed. Yeah, it's interesting because you have these people that try and be seen stealers. Last year you had Diddy do it while Cassie took pictures. He kind of laid back on the stairs and watched her. And you kind of have to question, like, is that moment for the girl or is that for you? Because everyone's talking about you.
Yeah, here he is proposing away. Who is she, by the way? I don't even know. I think I should have looked up who she is. You know what?
I'm not entirely sure.
2 Chainz is here to stay and now he's getting married. Congratulations. And
congrats.
You know what?
Mazel
tov for the Holy Spirit.
Let's just say, I think if I was proposed to like that, I'd say, please do it again.
Also, like, literally a million people are there taking pictures. Like, if I didn't get one good proposal picture out of that, I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, everyone text me these pictures you're getting.
But it happened so quick. He got down on one knee, gave her the ring. She put it on. They get ushered off.
Yeah, because like you said, there's like a bit of a choreography as to like when each celebrity is coming on and off that like doesn't feel like there's very much time for. Oh, there he is wearing a... something jacket that I cannot read something. Well, someone else I have to bring up who I don't think I have a photo of, but I really have to bring it up because I thought of this on the car right here. Elon Musk was there with a very scary woman named Grimes. And like, I know she's a singer and whatever, but like, what is going on? Like, he went from like Amber Heard to that.
Amber Heard was there and she looked stunning.
Duh. And he was with someone who looked very, maybe she was dressing to theme, but I was told at work today that she always dresses like this. And like, I got a fright when I saw this. I was like, she looked like she walked straight out of Hot Topic, straight to the Met Gala. Like, I have had nightmares about people that look exactly like that.
Maybe that's Elon's
maybe he's
vibe.
Into that. Maybe Elon's into that, but he literally could get anyone he wants. Like, I want him to be like George Clooney and like wait out for like the queen of all queens. Like, I want him to date like the CEO of something. You know, maybe she is, and like, I'm sure she's a really good performer. I've heard good things
about
her.
She's a really nice person.
She's so nice. So like, it's not even like I thought she was worse dressed. I was just genuinely scared.
I didn't even know he was dating anyone else.
Well, this was their debut too.
Oh, great.
He also dressed like a priest. Corner. Love that. Oh, he's such a hunk. I cannot. But like,
maybe he'll wear that on his next space addiction.
She just, maybe let's put her on the first rocket to Mars.
Her lipstick was so smudged too. It looked like they just made out or something.
Oh, don't even tell
maybe
me that.
They did. Maybe they did.
I'm so upset.
Young love.
Not young. He's like a dad of like 7 children.
He's younger than George Clooney.
Okay, good. Then he has time to find them all.
Okay. So, let's see about that.
Let's just think that this maybe is a phase for Elon. I love Elon. And you know what? If he loves her, then I love her too. But
do you love her?
Not really. Okay. Yeah, you know, I have a lot of questions is all I've got to say. I think it would be fun to play a little round of Would You Rather. Okay. Ooh. So this is going to involve some more of these photos and whatever, but I feel like these are conversations that people always have surrounding the Met and surrounding fashion. Would you rather see a risk like, for example, Cardi B, we can pull her up. This was definitely a risk of a gown and a headdress and everything, especially being pregnant. Or would you rather see someone play it safe, maybe like Kendall Jenner in like a beautiful white gown where like you know she's going to look perfect. Yeah, here's Cardi. Definitely a risk. High risk, high reward, or, you know, low risk, maybe still high reward. What do you think?
Risk.
You say risk?
Risk. There's no question. Like, we see these people on red carpets all the time, especially since award season just ended. They have their time to be pretty and stunning and not take a risk. This is where we want to see it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. So for me, I always say low risk on any red carpet besides Met Gala. Like, I love when people just show up and look pretty. But for Met Gala, I feel like if you don't show up and if you don't take a risk and if you don't show up into theme, it's like almost showing up to a costume party, not in costume. And I feel like it's just kind of weird.
Listen, if someone wore this to the SAG Awards, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Right. That's what I mean. On other red carpets, I'm like, no, just look pretty and be yourself. Here is like, it'd be like if it was, guys, you're invited to my Halloween party. And if you showed up just like in this outfit, I'd be like,
that would never happen.
Exactly. Because you love Halloween. Just like you should love the Met Gala and you should wear your costume or dress to theme. But like, I think it's like for the Oscars, or for the Grammys, if Cardi B showed up like this, which to be honest, she could have. I would have been like, this is too much for me. No, thank you. So,
if it's someone like Beyonce who showed up like this to the Grammys, I'd be like, totally, Beyonce,
yeah,
do
see,
it.
Yeah, see, even then, I'm like, I'm someone who always prefers low risk, but for the Met Gala in specific, I prefer high risk, because I think it pays off more often than not. Like, with Rihanna, like, wearing, like, a bunch of circles last year, like, I thought it was cool. If she wore that anywhere else, I'd be like, no. I know the dress was literally by Comme des Garçons. It was, like, a bunch of cool circles. Anyway, okay, here's another would you rather. Would you rather see someone come as a couple with their boyfriend, husband, partner, or would you rather see them come alone? We'll get to her in a minute. For example, Ariana Grande, Kim Kardashian, Blake Lively, all women that have strong men beside them but were not beside them last night. Or would you rather see the Kylie and Travis and the Hailey and Sean and the, you know, Gigi and Zayn of 2 years ago rather than Gigi alone this year? What would you rather?
I'm going to say couple.
Couple?
I'm going to say couple. Well, that's tough because someone I do just want to see come and be strong and fierce and wear whatever they have and, I don't know, just own it. But there's something just so endearing and sweet about seeing a couple interact on a carpet like this when they have so much attention.
Mm-hmm. Like Selena and The Weeknd last year were very cute.
Exactly. And like, for instance, Amal and George, who we just saw. And I like seeing if they will be on theme together.
Okay, yeah, I see that. That's cute. I like it.
I think singles, they shine so much better.
Yeah,
though.
See, that's sort of where I'm at. Like, I feel like, though I would have loved to have seen Mac Miller there with Ariana, and I would have loved to see Ryan Reynolds there with Blake Lively, I feel like I see them on red carpets together all the dang time, and I'm so excited to see, like, Ariana surface alone, and, like, Kim Kardashian doesn't need no Kanye. Like, I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, the couple debuting I sort of get, but, like, the ones that are just kind of trite.
Fair. I mean, this is
like
a close
Blake Lively
call.
Came alone, and like I was like, yes,
but
girl.
I missed Ryan Reynolds.
Sure. I mean, I get it, Ryan but like Reynolds. She didn't need him. You know what I mean?
No,
I
don't think any of them need each other. I think.
Well,
obviously
I disagree. Like Lily and Cole needed each other there last night. If Lily stood on the carpet alone, it would have been very strange, in my opinion. People would have been like, "Who's that?" I think is my opinion.
But then again, I mean, we obviously don't know who was actually invited or if they both were.
Yeah.
But they were
so
invited
that's
for
also
a
like we know that Sarah Jessica Parker always gets invited and like she brings Andy Cohen mm-hmm. as her plus one. Certain people get plus one, certain people don't. I don't know. Very complicated. Anna Wintour, again, omniscient in this case.
Listen, I'm speaking for the people that love a good couple's moment.
Yeah, I hear you. I just like think that like if Rihanna showed up with a boyfriend, they would have been like, who? Boyfriend who? You know? Anyway. Okay, do you prefer colors, like bright colors, like Nicki Minaj wore bright red, or do you prefer the neutrals, like the whites and the blacks and the nudes?
That's tough. I mean, I don't think I really look at the color.
I think I look more at the piece as a whole. Yeah. I think for me, last night in specific, I preferred the, like, neutral tones, more like the whites and the blacks and the golds, like, more of, like, But like in the past, you know, people have worn like, you know, Rihanna's bright yellow dress was iconic. But, you know, just a thought. I think last night the neutral tones kind of served more and they worked well with the theme. But it's always different.
I'm all about texture. And I think this year was very texture heavy. And I think
it was
the best.
And you know what? Rihanna's texture on her, I don't even want to call it a gown because these are just like pieces because they're pieces of art. Like her piece was very similar to Cardi B's. And like, I feel like a lot of them, though they were made by different designers, had very similar ideas. And like sort of the theme was very apparent across the board. Would you rather see, this is like not exactly like the couple thing, but there's a lot of like squad photos that happen. Like there was like Selena Gomez and Kylie picture. There was like, are you here for that? Or are you here just more for like the solo carpet picks?
Okay. So I'm a little bit biased on this because at work when we look for B-roll, it's so tough when they're all together and it's five of them at a time and you just want a single shot.
Yeah.
So on the production side of things, I'd rather them come separate. Please take this into account if you're watching. I'm going to go with single. I mean, it's really nice to see the celebrity with the designer and maybe like a quick group shot, but yeah. I like it single. I don't know. I like to admire each piece separately. Yeah.
I like, I'm always here for like the weird like friendships that I didn't know I needed. Like the Selena and Kylie photo that happened last night, I was like, oh, cool.
Well, maybe it happened in the Met.
Yeah, like maybe. And then like, here's another one. Like, do you want to see pictures from the carpet or do you want to see the inside? Because I know the carpet's like what's iconic, but I need to see what's happening inside. Yeah, so like, I want to see so bad. Actually
banned yeah. any type of photography, obviously.
But people are doing it. Like, Hailee Steinfeld was like taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. And Kim Kardashian was all over Snapchat, which I loved. I can always count on her for a good BTS.
Yeah. Like, what, are they going to take Kim Kardashian's phone away? No. Yeah, right.
But they did get in trouble a couple of years. Was it 2 years back? I don't know. They started doing this thing where everyone just crowded into the bathroom and they started taking selfies, and they actually did get in trouble for that.
Oh, they did?
So.
What do you know?
Not very many bathroom selfies this year.
Yeah, actually, you're right. I didn't see much of that. But I did see some videos and photos and said, like, Hailee Steinfeld was freaking out because Rihanna was right behind her, like, talking on the microphone. She just was like, oh.
Well, it's just great to see celebrities fangirling over other celebrities.
Oh, yeah. Especially because, like, they're not only fangirling over, like, who they are, but just, like, their entire, like, presence of the evening. Because, again, Rihanna was, like, the Pope, and she was the queen of all queens. Let's talk about some of – we've talked about a lot of looks that we've, like, really loved or liked, whatever. Let's talk about some – a little bit of misses. Because, again, with Met, there's high risk, and with high risk comes – some failure, unfortunately. My personal least favorite was Lena Dunham's. She wore Stephen Webster jewelry and bag, but the dress was still unclear. I just think the hair and makeup was not for me. And in the past, Lena has done a lot of complaining about the Met Gala and goes on like Twitter rants and stuff about how much she hates it. I'm unsure why she still goes if she's that miserable because she doesn't look
totally
happy.
I can totally see her. This outfit screams, I don't want to be.
This outfit screams, I'm miserable. And so does her face and so does everything. It's like maybe I think a lot of like beauty comes with confidence. If you haven't seen I Feel Pretty, please go see that in theaters. It's really good. And like so much of like feeling pretty and like exuding gorgeousness is just like being confident and rocking it. Like, do I think that like I don't know, do I think that Cardi B's dress was my favorite thing she's ever worn? No, but she owned it and she was confident and she looked like a queen, and so like yes, she was beautiful. Lena Dunham looks absolutely miserable here. She looks like she wants to go home and take a nap. Like, she hates this. So why is she there?
It's a little bit Queen Elizabeth for me.
Yeah.
Stepped out of the painting.
Like, maybe that's what she was going for, but she doesn't look happy. And, like, I just, like, love seeing all these celebrities, like, look like they're beaming, gorgeous, happy selves. Like, heavenly bodies. They were all heavenly bodies. This looks like a miserable person.
Doesn't look very heavenly to me.
Yeah, it looks a little bit sad. Yeah. Is she okay? I hope she's well.
Her makeup looks like, you know, like a kid who's testing out makeup, steals her brother's makeup and yes. tries things out. That's like, really what this looks like.
I put some responsibility on the makeup and hair artists for this. It's like, you let her go like this?
Essentially told them what she wanted.
Maybe they did this and she didn't realize it was going to photograph this way. Like, who knows if it looked like this in person? I don't know. Can't speak to that. I can speak to the fact that it was not my personal favorite. I've loved stuff that Lena's worn in the past. She is one to take risks. I don't, like, love everything she wears. I have liked some of her stuff she's wearing. This is not one of them.
It's all
like, I've got to say.
Hey, Lena, what are you going for like makeup wise? Like 15th century
9-year-old woman. Yeah, not my favorite. Another one that we have to talk about who didn't get great press was Shailene Woodley in Ralph Lauren. I did not know this was Shailene Woodley until like my fourth round of looking at the picture. I kept scrolling through photo albums today and I was like, oh, who's this? Who's this? And then I was like, scrolled past Shailene Woodley literally three times before I realized that it was Shailene Woodley because it was black hair. And I actually don't think the dress and boots were that terrible. I just think that the hair and makeup threw me off so much because I had no idea who it was.
Yeah.
Where's Reese Witherspoon? Does she get invited?
I'm sure.
Okay, sorry. I just thought of her because I thought of Big Little Lies.
One of her years.
Yeah, where is she?
Maybe she couldn't make it.
I must be honest, this is a bit scary. I get like Lord Farquaad
vibes.
Yeah,
that's literally people were comparing her to the Lord.
Lord Farquaad from Shrek.
And the material looks so cheap too.
Yeah, it looks like armor almost.
But she's also like a very like beautiful, fit young woman. This does not show that off in any way, shape,
okay, or form. But this is what I'm saying about going back to taking a risk and going on theme. I don't know.
Is this on theme though? Like, what is she?
It's so boxy and yeah. Plasticky.
It doesn't look like it's tailored to her properly.
Not at all. Exactly. You see, look at her.
The crease by her arm.
Her shoulders.
Yeah.
It seems baggy. It seems like.
Yeah.
Honestly, she got this like H&M or something.
I feel like it wasn't sewn onto her, you know, and no. It should have been.
But maybe she was going for that.
Maybe. You know, a few people like. Even though, like, Mindy Kaling's dress, like, maybe wasn't tailored perfectly to her body, and I don't think it was my favorite of her looks, like, I still think it was better than this, because this just, like, this was shocking in the wrong kind of way for me. It just didn't do it. Yeah. I love Shailene. I'm very excited for Big Little Lies season 2, but I hope she's not wearing this at all in the show.
I don't think she will be.
Jane, please don't wear this. Yeah, I think it gets a little frightening. Like, I think if she was, like, walking, like, around, like, her friends wouldn't even recognize her in this outfit / hair and makeup. And last but not least, I want to keep it short when I talk about her because, like, I don't know what she's going through personally and I don't want to, like, bash her, but I need to talk about Selena Gomez because...
I think a lot of people were talking about Selena
Gomez. A lot of people were talking about her and, you know what, like, there have been, like, rumors and stuff that she's, like, going through a tough time and, like, whatever it was, but I'm going to remove all of that and just objectively talk about the spray tan, hair and makeup. Like, oh, here's her with Kylie. Kylie looking like a flawless, neutral, gorgeous mm-hmm. queen. Selena's makeup and hair, like, the spray tan was way too dark for her skin tone, and it was obvious. The Coach dress was actually beautiful, very ethereal, maybe not fitted to her body the way I wish it was. Like, last year she showed up with The Weeknd, was a perfect, flawless doll. This year, like, the hair was messy. I feel like she was going for, like, cherub kind of vibes, but here's another instance in which I feel the hair and makeup people are responsible for letting her, like, leave looking like this.
Yeah, like, I mean, well, sometimes it doesn't translate... Maybe. As it would in real life to pictures.
It just looked dirty. It looked like day-old hair and makeup to me. That's what it was. It was like, this is what I look like after going out and falling asleep and waking up the next morning. Like, this, just like, I mean, again, the dress.
Straight out of a tanning
booth. Straight out of a tanning booth. And, like, Selena Gomez is known for literally being perfect and always looking flawless. And, like, maybe she didn't want to go. Who knows? She was there, so she showed up. Just like Lena Dunham did, but didn't look like she really wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And...
Well, maybe she didn't. Maybe
she didn't. That's what I mean. Like, yeah. I don't really want to get into
Even
it too much.
Even with Lena. Maybe there was something... I don't know.
There's always things going on, and, like, I hate to, like, say anything negative about anyone, because, again, like, even on her worst day, Selena Gomez looks better than I ever will. Oh, yeah. So, like,
good for her. And she's at the Met Gala, which I'll never be invited to. And she's at the Met Gala. So.
There you go. But, like... I just think that, like, some responsibility has to go towards the hair and makeup team for, like... Even if Selena was, like, I want to do, like, a messy bun, whatever, like, you have to... Like, take a picture of her beforehand and see what it looks like. Because obviously this didn't photograph well, even if she looked gorgeous in person. I think in pictures, it was a little bit of a miss. I like her in, like, a cleaner look. Yeah, and, like...
a messy bun, you can have, like, a few...
Kylie has a messier bun, which is, like, literally juxtaposed right next to each other. It's, like, Kylie had, like, a looser bun that was, like, messy in the back. Selena's was just, like, it looked, like... There's a difference between, like, like, messy and dirty. It was, like, a little dirty for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
A spray and a few pins. Yeah.
I don't know what happened with the makeup and hair...
It was just off.
Session.
It was off, is all I've got to say. Not that that's any fault of Selena's, because she was not doing her own hair and makeup, so I'm not putting the blame on her. I'm putting the blame on whoever did that.
That's true. But I will say, with Selena, we were talking earlier about, because obviously she has her deal with Coach.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, are celebrities, you know, paid or, you know.
Yeah.
Usually they're not. If they have a huge endorsement deal like that, then, you know.
Yeah, she's obviously, like, going to get paid.
So that's why I'm like... I don't know. Her dress wasn't anything special to me.
But, I mean, yeah, because, like, Coach, I mean, Coach
last
is Coach.
Last year, say, it kind of looked like her dress last year.
Yeah, there's not much variety they're doing for her, but maybe, like, that's, you know, maybe, again, not her fault. Coach's fault. Yeah. Okay, so let's end with one last thing. I want to talk about who you, like, kind of got snubbed. Like, who you hope to see there next year. Like, who deserves an invite? Oh, here's one of Selena and Gigi. Two beautiful women. Young women in their fruitful 20s. Yeah, so who would you love to see there that wasn't there this year that, like, deserves that invite for next year? If, for me, I know you might disagree, but I would love to see Olivia Culpo there. I feel like she's a model-y, beautiful woman who, like, would serve face on this carpet and, like, I think is just as famous, arguably, if not more, than, like, Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse. For me, I would like to see her there. Who would you want to see? Is there someone that you felt like was missing? Oh, here's Olivia. I mean, gorgeous. Like, Queenie. She would for sure, like, rock that carpet, I feel like. Just because, like, I feel like so many models get invited and, like, she's just, like, made a bit of a name for herself in entertainment. She's still, I would say, like, in the up-and-coming division. Okay. But, yeah, I think she's cool.
Okay, I have a good one.
Who's your last?
I just thought of it. Kelsey Ballerini.
Mm, love that.
I think that. Love that. I don't know.
Where's the country? There's no country.
Exactly what I'm saying. I think country hasn't been represented, especially with this theme, and country faith has a lot to do with country. So true. I don't know why they're getting snubbed.
I hear you. That is a really good one. So next year we will be sending personal invitations via Anna Wintour to Olivia Coppola.
We're going to copy them.
And Kelsey Ballerini. And send them out. This was a lot of fun. We got to talk a lot about all of our faves and who we want to see next time. And if you guys want to continue the conversation with either one of us, where can they find you on social media?
Thanks so much for tuning in. You can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin.
And you can find me everywhere at Danny Golub. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. We will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.